Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today, Sheriff?
I'm super. It's good to be here today.
It is. It's such a fun time of year. I mean, I'm definitely a foodie. I love to eat me some food, lots of it. So, I mean, it makes sense that I love Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is a good time. You know, it's a great time to visit with family and friends and catch up on things you haven't maybe thought about all year long. Just relax and enjoy the day.
Right. Absolutely. Just get together with family and just kind of hang out. Well, Sheriff, right after Thanksgiving, we have got one of the biggest shopping days known to man. It's huge. Black Friday is insane.
Black Friday is crazy. They set a lot of records for retail on Black Friday.
Well, with that, unfortunately, we're all out trying to do some shopping and have a good time and take advantage of great sale prices for Christmas gifts. Some people have other intentions.
So I have five easy tips for you that'll help you with your Black Friday scam alert, I call it. So one, never open any emails from unknown senders. If you accidentally do, don't click on any links that contain or enter into any of your personal data into an email. This is a time of year that they'll step up their efforts. 2.5% of all your spam things that pop up on your internet are scams anyway. And for Black Friday, it'll be way more than that. So, and whether it's by email or an online advertisement, a pop-up that appears to be on your phone, be wary of the too good to be true deals. If it looks too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. And if it's a retailer you've never heard of before, stay away from it. And if you're not expecting a package, don't fall for emails or texts claiming that something is undeliverable. So this time of year, you may get things sent to you, but don't fall for that. If you think there's a package that's not been delivered, contact the carrier, UPS, FedEx, the post office. Contact them directly. Don't enter any information into these false things that come up. So, and if you receive a text message claiming your account's been compromised, don't get excited. Take a deep breath. Contact your bank. Don't call the number. Call the number on the back of your card. Don't call the number that pops up in the request or text message. And it's always a good time just to monitor. This is a good time of year to monitor your bank statements. Make sure that your expenditures are on your cards and that there's not extra ones on there. And this happened to me personally. Just keep an eye on your wallet and your purse. If you leave your purse in a cart while you're dealing with your items in the cart, checking out, keep an eye on your purse because scam artists will take it.
Oh, absolutely. And it will be gone before you know it. It can happen so quick.
It happened to my wife and she didn't even know. Her wallet was found 3 a.m. that day in the road and she didn't even know it was gone. So
definitely be extra cautious while you're out shopping. Even when you're home, maybe you just do some online shopping. Watch your emails. Do not fall for anything. And always, worst case scenario, if it is something that is legit, don't fall for the email. Actually contact the company itself.
And if you have any questions, contact your local law enforcement or your banking institution. The banks know everything about these scams as well, so they can tell you. The unfortunate thing is most of them are done outside of our country. And so even if you are a victim, there's not going to be a whole lot law enforcement can do to help you. We'll try to do everything we can, but if it's outside of our country, we can't do anything with it.
Right, exactly. So it's always very, very hard to try to get those funds back if you do fall victim to something like that. Rather than have to go through those steps, just be extra cautious to begin with. Don't fall for these scams. Like the sheriff mentioned, this time of year seems like those scam artists are kind of doubling down. They're working extra hard to take your money.
This is their bonus time, and they'll prey on your goodwill this time of year. And you know, it's a big travel time. Leave early, travel safely. I think the weather's going to cooperate this year for Thanksgiving, but still, be careful out there on the roads. I've noticed traffic's increased already, and people get impatient, and that's when bad things happen. So enjoy your holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and hopefully it's a good time and good time to catch up with family and friends.
Absolutely. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. For more on this interview or even more Castle Country Focus, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.